Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. Today, I'm going to be talking about living your life. All right, so this is really fresh in my mind because it happened last night. But has anyone ever told, like, have you ever tried to eat a healthy way? Like, maybe your friends are going out to dinner, whatever it may be. Your family is cooking something that you don't want to eat because it's not healthy for you, and you're trying to go after a certain result. And then they just say, you know what, you really just need to live your life, right? It's important for you to live your life. It's not healthy for you to always say no to these things, right? So, story from last night is my sister-in-law. So we were at, so it was my wife's birthday. So of course I knew about it. I planned ahead for it for about a week. But the sister-in-law, she didn't know about it. Like, they knew we'd probably go out or something, but there was no plans until pretty much that day. So here we are, we're at a Mexican restaurant, and right now, my sister-in-law, what she's doing is she's really working hard to hit a certain goal that she's trying to achieve. So she's hitting her macronutrients perfectly, she's hitting her calories perfectly, and she has this goal in her mind and a result and a timeline on when she wants to hit that goal. And so what happened is she was kind of blindsided. We went out to dinner, and everybody was like forcing her, like, eat something, get something, get something, get something. But she didn't plan for it. She didn't want it. Her goal was more important than eating Mexican food at that time. And then my wife, bless her heart, she told her, she said, you know what, Luke, I was like, don't bring me into this. He said, even though you're hitting your macros, you also need to live your life. And yes, that is true. But you have different priorities at different times in your life. And if you plan ahead for it, it makes it a lot easier. But in this case, again, there was no plan for it. She didn't know about it until that day. She had her whole schedule set, and she has a timeline to hit a certain goal. So what happened is, like, they probably told her at least 20 times, like, order something, order something, order something. And kudos to her, she didn't order. With all the peer pressure around her, was sitting at a restaurant table drinking water, she did not order a thing. And then right when she got home, she made her chicken and ate it. And so the purpose of this, yes, you need to live your life, but you need to live it on your terms. When people say you need to live your life, that doesn't mean you're not living your life. You're just not living their life. And that is why you started in the first place, is because you lived that life your whole life and you're sick and tired of it. And now you want to live a new life, a life that makes you feel better on the inside, makes you feel better health-wise, and makes you more confident, feel better on the outside. So if someone's telling you, live your life, just tell them, like, I am living my life, I'm just not living your life, right? Why is it so okay for people to force bad, it's okay to help make people eat bad food. But if you make someone eat good food and make good decisions, you're like public enemy number one. So you live your life the way you want to on your terms. It is your life. And that is how you can't blame your spouse. You can't blame your kids. You can't blame anybody but yourself, because you make the decisions for yourself. And I promise you, the more you stand up for yourself, the more they're gonna stop insisting on you to live your life. Trust me, I've been there. I went through the hard times, every single hard time that you're currently going through. I went through it already. Now, no one bugs me because I've done it for 10 years. And now they know, oh, I'm not even gonna ask Luke because I already know the answer. Good, stop asking me. Stop telling me to live my life on one day. And then the next day, you ask me for advice, right? For those of you that have some results, isn't that true? They'll ask you, one day when they want you to drink and they want you to party with them, they're gonna say, you know what, you really need to live your life. Come on, let loose, have fun. And then a week later, when they're looking at themselves, they feel disgusted, they feel bad about themselves, they ask you for advice. You can't have both. You have to live your life on your terms. And so the best way to do this is, of course, to plan ahead. If you have the option to plan ahead like I did, I knew my wife's birthday was coming up a year ago. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna eat bad that day. And so all week long, I planned for it, which is why when I went to the Mexican restaurant, I had a wonderful burrito, I had a beer, I had some cake, and that's why the next day, I could still have a six pack. It's because I plan for it, and that is me living my life on my terms. I have a different goal than what my sister-in-law has at this moment. So again, if people say, if you're peer pressured into doing something you don't want to do, don't let them tell you to live your life. You are living your life, you're just not living their life. And I want you to know that is okay. So moving forward, going into 4th of July weekend, going into every weekend for the rest of your life, I give you permission to live your life on your terms. And if you guys want more help, click the link, 8to12poundsdown.com. I promise you will lose 8 to 12 pounds in your first 21 days. Talk to you guys later. Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You can ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.